All right, welcome back. And if you're listening on the World Wide Web, we are at beautiful Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland, Mississippi. We invite you to come out. Next week we have another jazz series. As a matter of fact, we got a couple more. Then we'll be breaking and coming back for a Christmas holiday series. So go to www.fusioncoffeehouse.net for full details. Also, you can download performances like the one you're hearing today and enjoy them right there at the crib. So you just jump on the internet and download the shows and information about all the artists that we've been featuring out here at Fusion. I want to thank Tripp Douglas and the folks at Fusion for sponsoring today's series. And if you're interested in being a sponsor or know someone who is, we get a lot of good publicity on our website and on our live performances. Just contact Tripp at fusioncoffeehouse.net for details. Today we have Bob Davidson with us here on the Fusion Jazz Spot, and we've been discussing the first hour, Bob's developmental areas of his career from grade school to his being a drum major in college for the Fighting Missouri Tigers. And we're going to touch a little bit on his military experience and a very interesting fork in the road. Bob, tell us a little bit, briefly, how'd you get in the military, and how did music work its way into your military career?
Well, for those of you that can remember, there was the lottery during the Vietnam period. The lottery was, I was in the very first lottery that was held. Graduated in 1970, and that put me in that first lottery. And if you remember how that worked, every day of the year was put into a big glass bowl and was day by day was pulled out by the head of the Select Service Commission.
23.
You were 223. I was 50. Number 50, and we all the frat guys in the Sigma Nu House at Columbia were down at the local bar letting the pledges write down what dates and the birthdays we are. And we all got back at the house and saw the bad news and we got back. Anyway, within 4 months after that lottery was held, I was drafted in the Army. So I come from a Navy family. My dad was a skipper of a minesweeper during World War II. I had two great uncles that were admirals in the United States Navy, so I joined the Navy. And at that time, it was kind of hard to get in. It was the Navy Reserve program. It was kind of hard to get in, but I got in through my dad's influence and was sent up to Great Lakes for training. And up there, they found out I could play the trumpet. And instead of doing KP work, I volunteered to be in the band. And they found out I could conduct. And I directed the Great Lakes Service School Command Band for about a year and then was shipped overseas. The admiral in charge of the base up at Great Lakes said, "Davidson, I like what you're doing to the band." I took the band and made it and gave everything kind of a jazz beat, kind of like what Glenn Miller did when he took over the Army band over in England. I did the same thing to that old stuffy group up there at Great Lakes, and Great Lakes is in North Chicago, for those of you that don't know where that huge naval base. And the admiral liked what I was doing, and he said, "Davidson, I like what you're doing. I want you to be my full-time band director. I want you to re-up for 6 more years, and you'll be a warrant officer and all that." And I said, "Sir, Admiral, appreciate the offer, but I'm anxious to start law school." And I turned down his offer, and the next day orders were cut to send me over to a destroyer escort in the Philippine Islands.
He got even.
And I spent Christmas Day on an oversized tuna fish can floating on the Pacific, in the Pacific Ocean, and was there for the next 2 years. But I came back and started law school at Ole Miss on time.
Well, while a lot of guys during that era were becoming bilingual and learning to speak Canadian, Bob Davidson was out there serving his country. How about a hand for Bob, y'all? Now, Bob, you mentioned kind of jazzing up the Navy band a little bit, and that's because you're a born entertainer. I've seen you many times, and I've backed you many times on gigs. And another great entertainer was Cab Calloway. You got something maybe you can do that's one of your favorite fun jazz tunes to do?
For those of you that have seen the Blues Brothers movie, Cab Calloway is a very important figure in that movie, and this is what the band started off playing when they finally got on stage. Minnie the Moocher, Cab Calloway's most famous hit.
Two.
Davidson, Cap Calloway tune. All right. Yes, indeed. Bob, what some of the most requested tunes that you have with your big band? And by the way, Capital City, tell us about Capital City Band. What exactly is that for people, the few that haven't seen it?
All right. Capital City Stage Band is a big, full-size, authentic big band. We started that project in the early 80s. And it was put together to do a show on Mississippi ETV back then called String of Pearls. And I got interested in the big band music, as I told you earlier, grew up with my mother's 78s. And I acquired a library out of a band leader in New York City who was retiring. And bought that library and decided to put together a project called Capital City Stage Band. It started off being an amateur group. A lot of excellent amateurs flocked to it. And then I decided I wanted to be really, really good, and I asked every professional musician I knew in Jackson, including guys like yourself and Jimmy Jarrett, to join Capital City. And we did another show on ETV, and the concept of the Capital City Stage Band is everything we play are authentic big band arrangements from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So what you're hearing is the exact music that was played on the record back during the big band era. And we have a complete library of Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Harry James, Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington, you name it. We've got every big band theme, and we love what we're doing. If any of you are interested in seeing Capital City Stage Band, 2 weeks from Friday night, we're doing a wonderful charitable event at the Fairview called Chefs of the City, and it's to raise money for the Blair Batson Hospital. Just thought I'd put that plug in there. We'll be playing on the front steps of the Fairview Inn, which is a beautiful bread and breakfast downtown Jackson.
And Bob, would you say the next tune you're about to do is probably one of the most requested tunes that Capital City has?
Certainly is a well-requested tune.
All right, this is a classic. This is called "I'm Confessing That I Love You." Mr. Bob Davidson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Levi. Very nice. Now, Bob, we were talking about the big band sounds, and there were all kind of big band sounds, but one sound that was very popular back in the 50s, and particularly in the 50s and the early 60s, was the Latin sound. Of course, you know, you had Ricky Ricardo and the Babalu band and all that, but seriously, Fres Prado, a lot of other great bands. Let's do something in that vein. You got anything?
Oh, Fred.
How about Blue Bossa?
Blue Bossa. Bob Davidson, ladies and gentlemen, and Jimmy Jarrett.
Thank you.
Bob Davison, y'all. We want to take this opportunity to remind you we have the holiday series will be coming up in December. And many of you ask us, if you see on our wall back there on our Hall of Fame wall, and many of you ask about Ezra Brown. I heard from Ezra this week, and he's, of course, a Fusion Coffee House regular, and you'll recognize him from his picture back there. And he's in New York. He's doing great, playing a lot of jazz and living in Brooklyn and going over to the city and working. But Ezra's going to try to be here for our annual Christmas series for one of the dates. So be sure to check our website, www.fusioncoffeehouse.net, and find out when Ezra's coming home. And we hope he's going to be able to work it out in his schedule. Bob, one of the all-time great tunes, and you play it as beautifully as anyone I've ever heard, and that's Stardust. We have so many requests for that tune. And could you do that for us today? Yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, again, a beautiful job. How about a hand for Jimmy Jarrett with us today? And, of course, Bob Davison. This is the classic, and it's called Stardust. And, Bob, it's a Hoagy Carmichael tune, but can you tell us some of the guys that recorded it?
Well, the classic recording is by Glenn Miller. He had a big band arrangement that was just the best. Hoagy Carmichael wrote it, but Glenn Miller had a very famous version of it. And there's a cornet solo in the middle of it that was very, very well known, and that's what made Glenn Miller's ballad version of Stardust very famous.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Davis, Stardust.
He's doing it in the ski. We play on the
Bob Davidson.
Bob, tell me, now, there's some other things that you do around town. You play jazz, of course, you're known for that, but some of the other things you do around town, is the R&B band still working?
Sure is. I've got a band called the Blues Boys Band. It's a tribute to the... Good to see you. Come back. Yeah. Future piano player, I think.
That's right. Thank you.
We've turned him off the trumpet, though, I can tell you. I've got a band called the Blues Boys Band, which is a tribute to the Blues Brothers movie. It's a 15-piece R&B show band. We play the St. Patrick's Day Parade every year down in front of Howlin' Mall. So that big parade ends at Howlin' Mall's, and the party goes on, and we play it throughout the evening, and that's kind of our showcase tune. We do a lot of Mardi Gras balls, and we're doing one in Natchez and one in Mobile every this year and last year, and we have a lot of fun with that group, and it's a big bite. We got a lot of people to put on the road, but I sure enjoy that. You've played with us before, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to do a tune now, Bob. I think this is one.
Vaughn Monroe did this originally.
Yeah, and this, what's the name of this?
There's a gentleman out here that I think knew Vaughn Monroe personally, isn't that right, Cotton? Didn't Vaughn Monroe perform down at the Ebb Tide?
He was too old for me.
Oh, man. Yes, indeed.
Vaughn Monroe was had a beautiful velvet voice, and his big theme was Racing with the Moon. But this tune is Tangerine, was a big hit of his, too, so we'll try Tangerine.
Tangerine. All right.
Up, swing. Up, swing. With an intro.
Flame. Tangerine, when she
Argentine, but she's got them all on the run, 'cause her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Davidson, y'all, we got a little bit of time left in our presentation for today, and we want to thank again Fusion Coffee House for being the sponsor of the Jazz Series today, today's program. If you're interested in being a sponsor, or if you know anybody that is, you can get in touch with Trip Douglas at Fusion Coffee House, and he can give you full details on how you can be involved in our jazz presentation. So. This is a request for the doctor of mixology, the young gentleman out here. This is, goes out to Cotton, y'all. This is called Day by Day.
I said young gentleman.
Don't give yourself away now. I said young.
Thank you.
Jimmy Jarrett, you're going to be leaving here and going to another gig. If these folks hadn't had enough of those 88s, where can they catch you tonight? Over
Shar. Every Sunday night, we start at 6 o'clock. Delbert Oliver and I are there.
All right. Easily. Great.
He's usually there, you know.
Bob, you want to tell them about the next tune?
We're going to do a Dixieland tune to kind of wind things up. St. James Infirmary. Dukes of Dixieland did a beautiful version of this years and years ago. I believe I was told the St. James Infirmary actually was located not in New Orleans, but in Memphis. Am I right about that?
Yep, all right.
Hold on 2 seconds there. Let me get myself together.
Memphis equivalent of Charity.
Well, the gal that you're singing about didn't care.
No.
Mr. Bob Davidson, it's been great having you with us today. We got time for a couple more. This is the classic, ladies and gentlemen. It's written by Irving Mills. This is called St. James Infirmary.
Yes, I won. I two. I one, two, three.
Yes, indeed. We do. We do. We've had a great time today having Bob Davidson with us. We want to say one more time to everybody listening on the World Wide Web. We're at Fusion Coffee House in beautiful Ridgeland, Mississippi on Highland Colony Parkway.
Our internet address, for those of you who are here, is www.fusioncoffeehouse.net. We have a wealth of information and photos, not only about the coffee house and about the music that's played here, but bios on everybody, Bob and Jimmy included. And also, you can download music for your enjoyment right there in your easy chair. So, but we want you to be here in our easy chairs for the rest of this jazz series this fall, which we got a couple of more coming up. Then there's a little break. And then the holiday series is going to be extra special. We've got some really great musicians coming in. Barry Leach will be coming in. And people like Ezra Brown is going to try to get here from New York. And lots more. So we appreciate y'all being here. And we appreciate Fusion Coffee House for sponsoring the series. One more time, I got to say, if you want to be a sponsor for our show and our podcast, you can get in touch with Tripp at FusionCoffeeHouse.net. Jimmy Jarrett will be appearing in about an hour at Char Restaurant playing some great jazz piano, so be sure to go on out there after you have a few cups of coffee with us. Bob, where will Capital City Stage Band be appearing next?
At the Fairview Mansion for an event called Chefs of the City on Friday, November 20th. That's 2 weeks from last Friday.
And I'll be appearing at 119 Underground doing some jazz on the 20th of this month. So if you get a chance, come on down there and see me. And we'll talk about Fusion Coffee House as well. And I also want to remind those of you who are interested, and I know there's a lot of jazz lovers here, the Mississippi Jazz Foundation is something you ought to look into. They're having a big show with some international jazz artists that are coming to town. It's going to be great, and it's going to be at the Alamo Theater, and that's on December the 11th. So go to the MississippiJazzFoundation.com and check that out. And I'm proud to say I'll be affiliated with this year's program. So thanks to the folks over there at Mississippi Jazz Foundation. Bob, thanks again for being with us. We're going to close out with what tune? With the Duke Ellington classic called Satin Doll. And again, if you can give us a big hand for Mr. Bob Davidson, Jimmy Jarrett, Fusion Coffee House. I'm your host, Raphael Sims. Thank you, Tripp. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll see y'all next week. thank you so much, y'all. Thank you for being with us. Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series. We'll see you next week with more jazz here on the Jazz Spot at Fusion Coffee House on Highland Colley in Ridgeland, Mississippi. Go to our website, fusioncoffeehouse.net, and you can hear this all over again in a couple of days. See you next week. Thank you from Fusion Coffee House. Thank you, Bob Davidson. Thanks once again, everybody. Signing off from Fusion Coffee House.